With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hurricane Milton gains even more strength. We'll have that story in a moment, but first, it was a year ago today, the deadly Hamas terror attack on Israel. The day is sometimes called Israel's 9/11. It ignited the Gaza War. The BBC's Will Vernon had a somber ceremony at the scene of the massacre at the Nova Music Festival.
This is a ceremony that's been organized by the relatives and the friends of those 364 people that were killed and the 44 people that were kidnapped. So this isn't the only commemorative event being held in Israel today. There will be ceremonies taking place in the various kibbutzim, in Tel Aviv, other cities, and the Israeli president, Isaac Herzog, will be at an event in the city of Sderot. That also came under assault 1 year ago.
Today, Hamas rocket fire from Gaza set off air raid sirens all across Tel Aviv. Now, about the approaching storm, strengthening a Category 4 Hurricane Milton, it could make landfall in the Tampa Bay area at midweek. That, according to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Don't get wedded to kind of where the eye of the storm is right now. There's a lot that can change. But a Tampa landfall is going to produce storm surge in places like Sarasota and Charlotte. If it landfalls a little further south, it's still going to produce storm surge further south and southwest.
DeSantis speaking there on WSFU-TV. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court's fall term is open today. Arguments this week over an Oklahoma death penalty case as well as federal regulation of so-called ghost guns. A Russian court has sentenced a 72-year-old American to almost 7 years in prison, allegedly fighting as a mercenary in Ukraine. The Dow down 138. This is SRN News. A disturbing new poll from the United Kingdom.
More people believe that God does not exist than believe that he does in the UK. That's the finding of a multi-year study run by Queen's University Belfast. 42% of the British people now say they don't believe in God versus 37% who do. It is a stunning development in a nation with a rich Christian history. The faith first took hold in what is modern-day England in the 300s. And the embrace of Christianity there produced Methodism, Charles Spurgeon, and the King James Bible, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jewish communities reacted with horror to last year's October 7th attack in Israel, but today's one-year commemoration of the assault hits home especially hard in Pittsburgh's Jewish community, already marking a grim October anniversary. It was in Pittsburgh on October 27th, 2018, that a gunman carried out the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. This is SRN News. Well, the past few years have not been kind to renters in the U.S., and for some, things could get worse in the coming years.
As many as 220,000 affordable housing units could disappear in the next 5 years. Those units were built with the federal low-income housing tax credit, which gives developers the tax credits in exchange for keeping rents low. But those buildings only need to be kept affordable for a minimum of 30 years. For construction in the 1990s, those deadlines are arriving right now, threatening to eliminate affordable housing when Americans need it most. Solutions are few and far between, leaving many people facing huge rent increases, even eviction. Jason Walker reporting.
Federal authorities investigating Saturday's emergency landing of a Frontier Airlines plane in Las Vegas. It was prompted by a fire in the right engine. No one was hurt. More details, SRNNews.com.